Mind Food Radio, Smart Thinking with Michael McHugh and Ben Starr.
Michael, you're looking very zen-like at the moment. You're in a bit of a calm state.
I sure am. Well, do you know what? We launched Mind Food Relaxation CDs probably 5-6 months ago.
Yeah.
And there are so many people zened out there now because...
But there's a lot of stress, isn't there?
Oh, there is. And the thing is, they are absolutely extraordinary. We worked with a very close friend of mine, Rhonda Stewart, who heads up the Australian College of Hypnotherapy. Are you there, Rhonda?
I'm here.
Welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me.
Oh, look, it's great to have you on board. And listen, you know, the CDs have gone like gangbusters, but tell us a little bit about the college and what you do.
I run the Australian College of Clinical Hypnotherapy, and I teach and train people into being professionals in the industry of hypnosis and in neuro-linguistic programming. Mm.
Now, you have a whole range of clients, though, don't you? So what are people coming to you mainly for?
I see a lot of people with stress, and that can lead to anxiety and phobia.
Right.
And I do a lot of work with families and children.
Now, you've had some extraordinary turnarounds with children, haven't you?
Amazing turnarounds with children, absolutely.
Are they a little bit more open, do you think, in terms of this technique?
Yeah, I do. I think they're much more in the design of practically applying. And a lot of what we do is designed around self-help tools as well that you give your client to take away.
Hmm.
And children seem to adapt more to them.
So do people have to hit rock bottom before, you know, do they have to be severely stressed out to come to you and then, I mean, because it's a big deal. You're stressed, your anxiety is heightened, and then on top of it you've got phobias. I mean, a lot of people wouldn't be really proud about talking about that stuff, so they hide it for a long time before they probably get to you.
No, it's true. I mean, we get people at different points, but you're quite right. It's normally when it's really having an effect on them that they decide, I need to do something about this. And hypnotherapy is the fastest acting model of therapy for things like anxiety and stress. It's renowned throughout the world for being the most effective treatment for stress.
So what type of phobias would people come with?
I get a large number of people that have problems driving over a bridge, of all things.
Oh, wow.
We get people that have difficulty getting into lifts. I get clients that have difficulty being in a room with more than a couple of people. They have phobias about presenting or about being put on the spot for communication in their workplace.
Have you seen a growing trend? I know you've been doing this for many years. Have you seen a growing trend of a certain phobia?
Yes, definitely. And I'd say that's anxiety, work-related anxiety.
Mm.
Definitely a growing trend.
So from your perspective, mm-hmm. what should people be doing to take control of their lives?
Looking at outlets that actually stimulate de-stressing, and that can be things like swimming, meditation, yoga, listening to our CDs.
yeah, that's a good one.
Yeah.
That should be at the top of that list,
that
Rhonda.
That should be at the top, I agree.
So the CDs were created, so the power of music is very powerful in the process of healing, isn't it?
Oh, look, it really is. I believe that music is definitely the healer of our souls. And our CDs are designed to be put on without listened to, so that they're actually working on resetting our sleep cycles and really communicating with that unconscious person and stimulating some response into new resourcefulness.
So they're not music CDs, they're more spoken word, are they?
They're both. There's music in the background, but it's actually spoken, yeah. Mm. And it's not in a language that you'd consciously sit and listen to and make sense of. It's really designed for your unconscious mind to get a sense of what's not working for you and what it could actually do a better job at.
I know those people that have bought the Mind Food CDs, it's really helped them, so thanks for that.
And thank
you. You can go online and watch Rhonda. We've got an interview online at mindfood.com. Thanks a lot, Rhonda Stewart from the Australian College of Hypnotherapy.
Thank you for having me.
Thank
Bye
you. I'm
now.
Feeling very relaxed, Michael.
I'm ready for nine-nines.
Mind Food Magazine and Mind Food Radio. Together, smart thinking.